Hello, good morning. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinions. Before we begin, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, the survey is on the topic of gun safety, and the first question is, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes or no?
Yes.
And a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Support.
And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe? Support or oppose?
Support.
A locked container or case? Support or oppose?
Both.
I'm sorry?
Both.
A locked container or case. Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. A lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
Support.
A combination lock, support or oppose?
Support.
And a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
Support.
Thank you. And if a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
I didn't understand what you said.
Do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded, the gun? If a firearm is in a storage device, what do you think? Should?
True.
Or should not? Should
True.
Be unloaded. Okay. And if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure? If it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it. What do you think? Yes, it is secure or not, it is not secure?
Yes.
And if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
Yes.
Support or oppose? Support?
Support.
Okay. And thank you so much for your time. We're almost done with the survey. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose?
Support.
And would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. And prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Support.
And the last question, would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Support.
And the last two questions for statistical purposes only. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other race not listed here?
White.
Thank you. And the last question regarding your gender. Do you consider yourself male or female?
Female.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.